Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. 25 years ago today, the Loma Prieta earthquake jolted the San Francisco Bay Area for 15 long seconds. Magnitude 6.9 on the Richter scale. Violent shaking from the epicenter in the Santa Cruz Mountains collapsed homes, freeways, and part of the Bay Bridge. 63 people died and thousands were injured. Kevin Zaknich was in his home in the Santa Cruz Mountains watching the Bay Bridge World Series.
Threw my food, jumped from the chair, and I hit straight for the screen door, bounced out, and then all of a sudden was just realizing that we were at the edge of a canyon with huge redwoods, and the redwoods shook. Like, I thought I was going to die from a tree fall.
The quake caused billions of dollars in damage, and as a direct result, counties in the state tightened loose building codes for everything from homes to bridges, public transit, water, and power. We'll know if we've done enough when the next big quake hits. With the head of the Los Angeles Unified School District on the way out, 82-year-old Ramon Cortinez is coming out of retirement to sit in the hot seat again until a permanent replacement can be found. The veteran superintendent, who's led L.A., Pasadena, San Jose, and San Francisco, says right now the Los Angeles Unified School District needs some love.
Parents need to be listened to and recognized. That doesn't mean you can do everything everybody wants, but people do have to be listened to. Those schools do belong to them.
And to the people that run the schools. John Daisy's resignation after only 3.5 years follows board seat elections that didn't go his way. It took nearly 40 years before voters in the Antelope Valley, north of L.A., put a Democrat in the state legislature. Assemblyman Steve Fox is a self-described conservative Democrat who won the 36th Assembly seat by a hair 2 years ago. Republicans are determined to retake the district on Election Day. The California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has more as part of our California Election Watch 2014.
On a warm October afternoon in the sun-bleached city of Lancaster, Democratic Assemblyman Steve Fox is dozing off on a couch in his campaign office, while a couple dozen enthusiastic young volunteers gear up for another day on the trail.
Just want to vote for Mr. Fox, we can do that. If they want more information about the propositions, we can certainly do that as well.
As campaign chief Chris Antonelli delivers the day's marching orders, Fox, laid low by a stubborn cold, shambles into a back room. Wearing an open-collar shirt, graying hair a bit unkempt, and dogged by a persistent cough, Fox is anything but the picture of a slick partisan politician.
And I hired half Dems, half Republicans in my office. My head senior field rep is a hardcore Republican who owns numerous firearms.
The one-time Republican actually switched parties several years ago. Critics say it was a calculated move to seize on the 36th district's shift to the left. Registered Democrats now outnumber Republicans by about 7%. But Fox says he didn't leave the GOP. The party left him.
It wasn't as responsive as I thought. And I decided to change because I was really dead center. A lot of my goals have been district-oriented. And that's great because they've never seen it before.
Fox touts over a dozen district-focused bills that he's had a hand in crafting over the past 2 years, but he remains one of the most vulnerable legislative Democrats. His seat could be key in determining whether or not the party keeps its supermajority status in Sacramento. That's why Democrats are pouring resources into the campaign in this fast-growing region of L.A. County.
Democrats weren't really investing before. Now the Democrats have come and backed them up because they see this area as not going back. It's going to stay Democrat.
Lancaster resident Jonathan Irvin praises the tax breaks that Fox sponsored for the region's aerospace companies, including Raytheon, where Irvin is an engineer.
He's been able to do some things that, quite frankly, a Republican couldn't do in a democratically controlled legislature.
This is the Mojave Air and Spaceport right here, but as you look almost directly to my right.
The Republican candidate in the 36th district race is Tom Lackey, a plain-spoken city councilman from Palmdale. On a recent Friday evening, Lackey is headed about an hour north to the town of California City for a candidates forum. As the region's vast military and aerospace research centers slip past, Lackey points out that the unemployment rate here still hovers around 10%, well above the state average.
And I believe I'm a vehicle that represents that whole movement of trying to have a government that makes businesses want to take a look at California and not to leave California.
Tonight's event in California City was billed as a debate, but Assemblyman Steve Fox passed. Lackey says Fox's apparent snub is typical of the Assemblyman's poor representation of the district. He points to dozens of bills that Fox abstained from voting on.
And I think that that rips off the people that he's supposed to represent. And it's important that the voters know that that's the pathway that he has chosen, and especially on some of the issues that are fairly important to the Valley.
No one says you have to vote.
Assemblyman Steve Fox.
If my district is split or there's some other reason, I'll abstain. That's the right thing. Yes, no, or abstention. I'm representing my public.
Fox is also accused of blurring the line between public and private. Two former staffers from Fox's private legal firm sued him over allegations that include refusing to pay overtime and pressuring state employees to do work for his law office. Fox says his accusers are opportunists.
They made demands for humongous settlements that are ludicrous. We do what's right here. We don't do what's expedient.
Is there anything to these allegations?
Absolutely not. The answer is no, and I've taken declarations from the other employees, and they refute everything.
Opponent Tom Lackey is seizing on the scandals and TV ads, but not on the campaign trail.
Our focus is on Tom Lackey, and I hope to be a vote of confidence and not a vote of protest.
By the time Lackey gets his chance to speak at the California City Candidates Forum, it's after 10 p.m. A lot of people have cleared out of the auditorium, but campaign manager George Andrews says it was worth it. Republicans lost 2 years ago by less than 150 votes.
There's no part of the district that we haven't reached out to. We've swept the district multiple times, and you'll see on Election Day the difference.
A difference that could dilute Democratic power in Sacramento. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in the Antelope Valley.
And that's the California Report for Friday, October 17th, the production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Howard Gelman and Seal Muller. Our interns are Adiza Egan and Isaac Sill. The director is Guy Maserati. Our producers are Sarah Vaughn and Nina Thorson. The editors this week were Polly Stryker, Julia McAvoy, Victoria Malione, Lisa Alaferis, Michael Montgomery, and John Myers. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The director of news operations is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Myra. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as balancing network traffic for improved performance. Barracuda.com.